This month is the 500-year anniversary of the Reformation. Reformation stood for the five solas: by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone, for the glory of God alone, based on the truth of Scripture alone. I'm going to look at faith alone this morning. Our salvation, our relationship with the Creator of the universe is based on faith alone. Romans 4 says, if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now, to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Paul is drawing the contrast between somebody who has a job, they work, they earn a reward, they earn for their labors, and then there's the one who doesn't work but looks for a free handout and just believes and depends and trusts in another. He says that's who we are. Abraham didn't work. He believed. He had faith in him who justifies the ungodly. He says, I don't deserve. I haven't earned. I don't have any merit that would earn me points with God that should force him to have to pay me back, to reward me in any way. No, I'm coming guilty. But I'm believing, I'm trusting, I'm depending on a God who justifies, declares not guilty, the one who trusts, the one who believes, the one who receives a free gift. How? Well, Paul goes on in Romans to explain that it's on the basis of what Jesus did. Jesus paid our price. He earned eternal life for us. So now he can offer it to us as a gift. We don't earn it. It's not by works. It's by faith. It's by grace. It's a free gift. We receive that gift by faith, by simply believing, asking, clinging to the free gift that he gives. What a treasure that our salvation has really so little to do with us. We simply trust, depend on the work, the completed work, the finished work of another. Is by grace alone, nothing that we did to earn it. Is by faith alone, not merit, but dependence, trust, embracing what another did for us. We have bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken on the cross for us. We have juice which reminds us of his blood spilled to wash away our sins. Invite some of the guys to come and we'll remember together. We'll give thanks together for what he did for you. And if you're a believer in Jesus, you're welcome to remember with us, to worship him with us, to celebrate the amazing gift that he gave us. Father, thank you for sending your only son, Jesus, to pay our price, a price we could never hope to pay. The debt, the wages of our sin against us, thank you that you took that, Jesus, on yourself. You bore our sins in your body on the tree. You paid our price in full, and you left nothing for us to do but to simply receive the gift by faith. We are beggars with no hope outside of a free gift from our King. And we thank you that you are a generous King that is eager to give good gifts to those who would simply look to you in faith, to trust in you, to depend on you, to believe in you. Thank you for what an amazing offer. Help our hearts this morning to overflow with praise and worship of such a generous God that we worship. Thank you for bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken, for His blood shed for our sin to pay our price, so that there's nothing left for us to pay but simply to, in gratitude, come to You and worship and enjoy what You have freely given to us. Thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. What a treasure we enjoy today. Salvation, rescue from our sins and what they deserve. By grace alone, a free and undeserved gift. Through faith alone, simply receiving, embracing, trusting, depending on Jesus Christ and His finished work alone. All for the glory of God alone, because all glory belongs to You, O God. We remember the amazing salvation that we enjoy today. We remember what it cost and want to say thank You. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out to wash away our sins. Drink.